This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Fire on the Earth. Our Holy Father has said the Church is missionary by her very nature. The Church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the Church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're here again today with Monica Pope. Monica is the Director of Catechesis at St. Thomas Parish in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And Monica's been sharing with us really the extraordinary story, and in many ways a very heartbreaking story, but also a story of hope and the struggle, and the journey of her own life. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, you can go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. We ended yesterday's program with Monica describing she's living, here she is, a young mother. She has two children. She's pregnant with a third. She's not married. She's living in an apartment. She's absolutely broke. There's no food left on the shelf for the kids. She's crying out to God in the middle of the night after having fed her two-year-old and her five-year-old with some beans. That's all that was left in the cupboard. And crying in her bed saying, God, I know I deserve everything, but please don't do this to my children. Please help me. And the next morning, a lady shows up at the door with two grocery bags full of food. And something begins to change in Monica's relationship with the Lord, another step. And so, Monica, welcome back. And
I'm so happy to be here, Peter. Yeah. Thank you.
Where did things go from there?
Well, things went from there. I mean, that was an astonishing moment. And I really felt that God had seen me and heard me personally. It was the beginning of the end of the self-destruction, but it wasn't the end of the end. So there was almost another year of just a lot of pain, because now I'm not in this free fall of self-destruction, but I am in this deep challenge of what do I do with all this guilt? What do I do with all, what happens to all of this wreckage that, I mean, this, not even that I did to my children, but this wreckage that they were born into. What happens to all of this? God absolutely had answers, and his answer is him, his love and his mercy. You know, within a year's time, I was really brought to the place of recognizing in a powerful way, I am known by him, but he sees me. He hears every word that I say, and he loves me, that I belong to him, not as some kind of default, like he's stuck with me, but that he intended for me to belong to him. And when he brought that moment into my life with lots of tears and crying, and everything changed right there.
You mean the moment of the lady bringing the groceries, or something else happened a year later?
So later, some things that happened throughout the course of the year, and some really, you know, a final big moment of the Lord saying, you will live and you are mine. And
did that just happen like in your personal prayer? How did that happen?
It happened with me sort of standing on the precipice of guilt and despair. I mean, it really was that moment of all this guilt and despair, and looking at my children. Now there's three, the third one is born, and looking at my children and just seeing that it was a Thanksgiving day. And basically, I was either done being here on this, I was going to give up all my bad plans, and I was the worst of my own bad plans. And the Lord said in a very powerful way, no, you
stay. So you're sitting on a Thanksgiving day,
yeah.
you're reaching the end of your rope?
Yes, I was done. I was done.
Like, and you were thinking of taking your own life?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it was beyond thinking, it was a plan, and it was going to be enacted within moments. And the Lord said no. And the way he said no changed everything. He changed everything. I was furious at him. I'm like, this is the best idea I ever had. And you're telling me no? And I went from just heartbroken tears in a puddle on my kitchen floor of cursing him and saying, you're going to make me stay here, to then saying to him, then you're going to have to show me how to be here. Then to me, the end of my prayer was, please, Lord, show me how to live. Mm. And his answer, as it always is yes. Yes. I said, Lord, show me how to live. And he did.
Isn't that something? You're at that moment in this Thanksgiving day, and as you said in yesterday's program, even though you had said you turned away from the drugs, even in your sobriety, your life was a train wreck.
Absolutely.
And there you are saying, I can't get away from me,
yes.
And I can't change me.
Yep.
I got to end this.
Yep.
There's just no other way.
Yep.
And I have I'm powerless over this. Yep. I can't. I don't. Right. I'm sick of this, and I want it to go away. So.
And I have to get. I have to get my kids away from me too.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be stuck with me. Yeah, that was really big too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. So in that moment, you're sitting there in your puddle of tears on the floor, completely exasperated, and feeling absolutely powerless.
Mm-hmm.
How did the Lord hear your prayer? How did you experience that?
He showed me what my children would look like without me. And it was clear and dynamic and electric and palpable. Hmm. What I had been seeing, what my children looked like with me, and what he showed me was what they would look like without me. And actually, my first reactions were violent. I was furious at him. I thought, what a low blow, what a dirty move. But I knew.
Your children were a hook. He knew that.
Yes, absolutely.
The love you had for your children.
Yes.
And you at the time were thinking, I'm the biggest problem that they have.
Absolutely.
And I need to make that go away. And he was saying, wait a minute. Take a look at this.
Yep, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
To anchor you.
Yep. And mm-hmm. So what I thought was my best plan ever was taken away from me. And I was furious at God. And I shook my fist and said bad things and fought with him. And the fought turned into, over the course of maybe a half an hour, 40 minutes, it turned into complete surrender. And when I did and said, show me how to live, there was one word. There was one word, and it was a living word, and it was love. That was the word. And it was beyond any meaning I had ever known, because I experienced it. I experienced that at that moment being personally loved and saved. I experienced being loved. I felt in my heart for the first time love. I loved my children very much, but I separated myself from my love for them out of protection for us and for them and for me. There was a way to love them that I was terrified to go near. Because how do you live with both of that? Having that kind of deep, pure love and being the worst thing that ever happened to them. So this really depth of my heart love for my children was sequestered, was put somewhere else. Show me how to live. And he said, love.
Did he say, I love you? Is that what you heard? What did you hear? What did you sense?
Like I was washed over with his love.
Hmm.
Like that the sentence even, I love you, would have been too small. Like here is an ocean of love.
Yeah,
You are in an ocean of love. Open your heart to this. And when I did, I wept all over again. I grieved for every moment that I looked at my children and was afraid of that feeling. And I fell in love with all of them. And I fell in love with all of my kids in a way that I had not ever been free to do before. But at the same time, he was filling me up. So all of the barriers to love. At the same time, it was like I had become like a sponge and was just filled with his love for me.
Reminds me of a little bit of Romans chapter 5, where Paul says, you know, God poured his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, Romans 5:5, that he's pouring that love. And it's almost hard, it's almost impossible to put words on it to describe these rare moments in life where at a moment of brokenness, when the love of God begins to touch you, he just touches you. It's hard to describe it. And it's like immediately healing and transforming. Yeah. It's what you need at the moment in such a special way. And it helps make you a new creation. It begins to help you become a different person. It's like there's real power there. It's not just an idea.
No.
It's the love, the power of God's love. And that's what he was doing. And there's nothing more healing than that and freeing than that.
It's everything that you just said, yes, yes, 100 times yes, is love. It's not just, as you said, it's not a thing. It's not an idea. It's not even just an action. When I finally heard that the Holy Spirit can be described as the love between the Father and the Son, as a living, then it made sense. Then that made sense. What was that? That was the Holy Spirit. I was overtaken. I was taken over and immersed in his love. And while he's doing that, he broke down, the puddle, of crying on the kitchen floor, he was breaking down all of the barriers to everything. I was unlovable.
Yeah.
I knew more about love than God did. So I thought.
Yeah.
And I had already, a long time ago, had categorized God as not being all good. Which is, I wonder if it's not a more desperate situation to be in. To have no faith, to be an atheist, that seems like a dark place to be. To believe in God and to believe that he's not all good, to believe in God and to believe that part of him is badness and that it's sort of trained on me, is that's not just dark, that's painful, that's scary.
Yeah. And where he brought you was the psalm, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
And friends, you may be in a difficult place, a dark place, a struggling place. Cry out to him. Wait on the Lord, delight in him with every way you can, and he will act, he will come, and he will help you, because he knows you, he's made you, and he loves you. Have a great day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.